Genesis chapter 47. Now Joseph's brothers have come down to Egypt from Canaan, and Joseph, the Egyptians hate shepherds. And so he tells them, when Pharaoh asks you, what's your job? Don't say, we're shepherds. Just say you look after animals. But they get it wrong. So Joseph came and told Pharaoh and said, my father and my brothers and their flocks and all that they've had have come out of the land of Canaan, and they're in the land of Goshen. And from among his brothers he took five men and presented them to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to his brothers, what is your job? And they said to Pharaoh, your servants are shepherds. That's exactly what Joseph had said, don't say, because the Egyptians don't like shepherds. They said, yes, we're shepherds, both we and our fathers. But you see that even though they got it wrong, God still blessed them. And so sometimes we plan things so carefully, how are we going to say things nicely, and it doesn't work out. But by grace, God's purpose still goes forward. And they said to Pharaoh, we've come here to live in the land, for there is no pasture for our flocks, for the famine is really bad in the land of Canaan. So please let your servants live in the land of Goshen. Pharaoh spoke to Joseph, saying, your father and your brothers are come to you. The land of Egypt is before you. In the best of the land, make your father and your brothers to live. They can live in the land of Goshen. And if you know any able men among them, then make them rulers over my animals. Joseph brought in Jacob his father before Pharaoh, and Jacob blessed Pharaoh. He said to Jacob, how old are you? And Jacob said to Pharaoh, the days of the years of my pilgrimage, my journeying, are 130 years. So you see, he saw his life as just a continual travelling. And that's exactly what Paul says we should all be like, that we're all all on a journey, and here we do not have any continuing city, because we're travelling towards the kingdom of God. And he said, few and evil have the days of the years of my life been, and they are not as many as the life of my fathers, in the days of their pilgrimage, in the days of their journeyings. So all the people of God have this characteristic, that they're always moving on, because this life is not the only life. We're on a journey towards the kingdom. Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out from the presence of Pharaoh, and Joseph placed his father and his brothers and gave them a possession in the land of Egypt, in the best of the land, in the land of Ramesses, as Pharaoh had commanded. And Joseph gave bread to his father and his brothers. And there was no bread in all the land, for the famine was very bad, so that the land of Egypt and the land of Canaan fainted by reason of the famine. Joseph gathered up all the money found in the land of Egypt and Canaan for the corn which they bought, and Joseph brought the money into Pharaoh's house. So he was very honest, he didn't keep it for himself. And when the money was all spent in the land of Egypt in Canaan, all the Egyptians came to Joseph and said, give us bread, for why should we die in your presence, for our money fails? And Joseph said, give your cattle, and I will give you for your cattle if money fails. And Joseph took their cattle, and Joseph gave them bread in exchange for the horses and the flocks and the cattle and the donkeys that they had, and he fed them with bread for all that year. When that year was over, they came to him the second year and said, we won't hide it from my lord how our money is spent. Our animals are all our lord's. There is nothing left that we have apart from our bodies and our lands. Why should we die before your eyes? Buy us and our land for bread, and we and our land will be servants to Pharaoh. Give us seed that we may live and not die. Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh, for the Egyptians sold every man his field, because the famine was terrible, and the land became Pharaoh's. And as for the people, he removed them to his cities, from one end of the border of Egypt even to the other. Only the land of the priests he didn't buy, for the priests had a portion from Pharaoh. Don't forget that Joseph's wife was from the priestly families. They didn't have to sell their land. Joseph said to the people, behold, I have bought you this day and your land for Pharaoh, so here is food for you, and seed to sow. And it happened at the harvest that you shall give a fifth to Pharaoh. Four parts will be yours. And they said, "You've saved our lives." So you see how Joseph was a type of Jesus. He saved the life of all these Gentile people as well as his own people. "Let us find grace in the eyes of my Lord, and we will be Pharaoh's servants." Joseph made it a law in Egypt unto this day that Pharaoh should have the fifth part, only the land of the priests was exempted from this. So Israel lived in the land of Egypt, in the land of Goshen, and they got great possessions there, and Israel multiplied. See, despite the famine, God still blessed them. Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. So the days of Jacob, the years of his life, were 147 years. And the time drew near that Israel must die. And he called his son Joseph and said to him, "If I have found grace in your eyes, put your hand under my thigh and deal kindly and truly with me. Do not bury me, please, in Egypt. But when I sleep with my fathers," you see, he understood death to be a sleep. And if we're believers, we are wakened out of it when we're resurrected. "And you shall carry my body out of Egypt and bury me in the burying place of my fathers." That's in the land of Canaan. And Joseph said, "I will do as you have said." And he promised him. And Israel bowed his head of the bed. So, despite all the wealth of Egypt, he knew that his true home was in the land of promise. And that's how it should be with us.